KLYT Broadcast Studio. This is ABQ Connect.
Well, if you have not heard yet, May is National Foster Care Month, and while Focus on the Family, they've helped 480,000 foster households in 2025. They do hope to do even more this year, and you can be a part of that by equipping the yourself and friends and others to come alongside foster families. And that's why we want to invite Dr. Sharon Ford back onto the broadcast, the director of foster care and adoption for Focus on the Family. Dr. Ford, thanks again for taking the time.
Steve, thank you so much for having me today.
Well, I love what you've put together for all of us in way of easily remembering how we can really create this wraparound support for foster families, and use this formula you've put together to really provide a place of resource and hope and care. Can you walk us through the ESE that you've developed?
Most certainly. The E is for engagement. Every foster parent, male or female, needs another caring person connected to them in their life. Foster parents don't need to be isolated. Boy, when you get into loving and open your heart in your home to a vulnerable child from the foster care system, it can sometimes be all-consuming. But God says no man is an island, you know, of themselves, and that we need each other to stay connected and to be able to sit with another caring adult who would listen to you, pray with you, have a cup of coffee with you, go on a morning walk or jog with you. Boy, it makes all the difference in the world. We need connection as adults, just like the kids who are coming into our homes need connection. And so that's an easy on-ramp of something that you can do. You can buy someone a cup of coffee and sit with them. You can jog with them, or you can sit on their front porch and just listen to them. You're making all the difference in the world.
Yeah. Well, before we move on to the second, this may apply as we walk through this, I feel like the conversation would be mostly, and it probably maybe is, to encourage those that, you know, aren't necessarily part of the foster family community to engage with those who are in the community. The other thing is, I would imagine it would be real healthy, you know, when I think of this engagement and the other areas you're heading to, that they engage with one another. I imagine, you know, like you mentioned, going on a walk. Imagine going on a walk with someone else who's going through the same things you are, just how encouraging that would be to I'm not alone in this. The things I'm experiencing aren't unique to my household.
You hit the nail right on the head, Steve. When we share one another's burdens and cares, it connects us. But it also reminds us and points us to the one who ultimately cares for all of us. And so it's important for us to be there for one another.
Yeah. So engagement starts it off. Then we move on to you're going to the next.
Support is the next one. Many hands make a task light. Just think about it. I love to... getting the garden ready to plant the new flowers. Boy, just thinking of the youth group coming over and saying, hey, we're going to rake your spring cleaning. We're going to help rake your lawn. We're going to help plant some flowers. And you know what? And they're helping maybe the kids in your home, your birth kids and the foster children, helping them to plant as well. Picking, you know, getting the leaves out, getting the old mulch out. Boy, what a difference that makes. Again, connection for those children, It gives mom a chance to sit back and to rest. Maybe she can just read a book. Foster dad can be in the garage. Maybe another dad will come over and say, hey, you want to work on your garage? I'll help you get it organized. Boy, it just makes all the difference in the world when you're able to get someone else to come alongside you to do the work. But you know what it shows to the children who you're caring for? That there are other caring adults, maybe in your church or in your community, that see them and have no problem being around them. You know what it says to that foster dad and that foster mom? They're not alone, and that other people want to come help lighten the load because there's lots going on in that household. You know, when I said the word spring cleaning, boy, it's a wonderful time to now start putting the winter clothes away and getting ready for the summer clothes. An extra hand that helps you to get this sort of things. Hey, we're going to put this to Goodwill. We're going to give this maybe to another foster family because we no longer take younger children. We're taking the 12 and 13-year-old foster children. And so that giving that extra help really makes a difference. It breaks up the routine.
I love some of the examples you gave, whether it's yard work or, typical trimming and mowing and weed pulling, but also the garden and rotation of flowers and cooking maybe inside. And believe it or not, there's people who enjoy spring cleaning. You know, if these are all things that, you know, you're doing and it's like, man, I could do more. I love this. It energizes some people. And not only, you know, have it, of course, in your own space, but realize that there's others who would like to have that kind of stuff done that don't have the bandwidth, that you could really be supportive, by coming alongside them. So, you know, I guess just be aware of those around you that are, you know, walking through the foster family community, and maybe, you know, find a way, to offer assistance and in a joyful way.
That's exactly it, Steve. You know, the third thing is encouragement. All of us need to be encouraged from time to time. And I can tell you that for foster parents, what an encouragement it would be if when they come to church, instead of them having to get up and to go respond to youth church or children's church because the child is having needing a little extra direction. Boy, what if there was a buddy that could go, another adult that would be the buddy and go be with that child in children's church or youth church so that the foster family could stay in the sanctuary and participate in hearing the word and soaking up praise and worship. Boy, that would be such an encouragement to that family, reminding them that, yes, God did call you to do this work, but he didn't call you alone. He called us also to be that encouragement to you, and makes a huge difference for that family to stay in and stay focused to doing what God has asked them to do.
Well, the ESE that we just walked through, what a great formula those that, you know, want to come alongside and do that wraparound support for foster families can remember: engagement, support, encouragement. And, you know, before we put a bow on our conversation, Dr. Ford, I wanted to revisit with our listeners one of the programs that we've talked about on this program before, and with the work that you're doing with Focus on the Family, and that is the suitcases that Focus on the Family has encouraged listeners to provide for these kids. And if you want to, maybe in a minute, we got about a minute left, if you could walk through what that is, how effective it's been, and then remind our listeners where they can find not only information about that, but other resources.
Well, thank you, Steve. Focus on the Family gives away a 30-inch duffel bag on wheels, a teddy bear, and an age-appropriate Bible to children and youth who are in the foster care system. And through the generous donations of people, we are able to give away so far over 53,000 suitcase bundles to children and youth all across all 50 states, even in your backyard. Thank you so much. Please go to our waitnomore.org website, waitnomore.org website. Great content there, but also more information about our suitcase bundle program if you're interested.
Okay, and that's W-A-K-E, wakenomore.org. And, you know, with those suitcases, and we talked about it in the past, and I don't know, you know, often if listeners put it together real quick, you know, often these kids, they're going from home to home, and often, you know, it's with little or no, you know, no notice, and even with notice, but often they'll move from one home to another with their belongings in a yard trash bag or, you know, a garbage bag. And the dignity that these suitcases, these duffel bags on wheels with a stuffed animal and a age-appropriate Bible provides means so much. And so far, it's impacted 53,000 children. Yeah, I would throw out the thank you to those who've been a part of that. But you can be a part of it and find out more about the resources available through Focus on the Family and Dr. Sharon Ford and her work with the Foster Care and Adoption Department for Focus on the Family at wakenomore.org. Dr. Ford, always appreciate your time and look forward to having you back again anytime.
Thank you, Steve, and have a wonderful day.
You too. And thank you for listening to ABQ Connect.